This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on December 23rd on WGN Radio. We started at 10:30 right after the game. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. Monday night, the time is right for trivia. We have about 2.5 hours to spend with you. We have a straggler question I'll go over in a minute. We have your calls, and remember, if you don't know my questions, and by the way, my bumper stumpers, and it's interesting, they all have a very specific theme tonight, and all of them, I would say, are reasonably big hit artists. I'll say reasonably. Some of them bigger than others, but nonetheless, all of them have been on some chart somewhere. All right, yeah, basically American charts, actually. All right, so you don't know those, pick your own category, and sky is the limit on that. One of the all-time favorites is charts. I love doing that, and that's what we're going to start off with. So 888-876-5593-8888-ROLLYE. Everybody knows something about something. So pick your category. Yeah, like our friend Naoto from Japan, always going to be Myers-Briggs, which is fine with me. I'm ready to go, or whatever it is you know. So Brian in Joliet, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah or whatever is appropriate.
Yes, absolutely. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you. And I'm sorry you won't be on for, what, a couple days now? But
Yeah, I know. You know, that's sort of a thing with me, as you know. It's all part of the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club, as I always pledged to be here. The only thing I can say is the person I talked to about the special that's preempting me for two nights says it's very good, and I trust his judgment. So I'll assume that it is. But now, on top of that, Thursday, I only have an hour, because we're delayed due to Hamp and OB talking football. I think they're talking Bears. But I'll be on about midnight. So
call that football.
Yeah. Well, they're getting paid to play it, so, and I guess Hank and Obi are getting paid to talk about it, so it must be football.
Well, in any event, that would have been fun to hear you on those two days. But how about some chart toppers?
Absolutely. And by the way, the following week, New Year's Eve and New Year's Night, absolutely we will be on.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. They're not preempting me for that. But what I should do before we do anything else, so I don't forget, see if there are any preemptions at all next week, because I don't know what the deal is. But we can find out simply enough by going to WGNradio.com. So going to weekdays, and then you just look at up-and-coming guests in sports, and it'll tell you. All right, so now, like I say, tomorrow and Wednesday, unfortunately. And then Thursday, like I say, expect me about midnight. Now, next week, what is the deal? Monday. A full show Monday night, and that'll be Monday Night Trivia a week from tonight. And then New Year's Eve, it is a full show. And Steve Bryan's going to join me, and we'll ring in the new year, and that's when we will count down your guilty pleasures. So the polls have been extended because we can't get consensus. So Wednesday looks like a full show, and Thursday, yeah, looks like. So, yeah, next week we're live. So that's the deal. So
that's
now.
Good.
Yeah. So July the 4th, 1967. Okay. Let's check it out. All right. I won't ask where you were. I've learned not to ask this. So let's see. All right. July. Okay, I got it. July the 4th, the week of July the 4th. Number one. Windy.
The Association?
Yes. Number two, Little Bit of Soul.
Music Explosion?
Absolutely. Number three, Can't Take My Eyes Off You.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons?
Yeah. Number four, San Francisco, Wear Some Flowers in Your Hair.
Scott McKenzie.
Yes, you should be embarrassed to know, but you're absolutely right. Number five, Don't Sleep in the Subway.
Petula Clark.
Yep. Number six. I'll read this sooner or later. Come on down to my boat, baby.
Box Tops?
No, Every Mother's Son.
I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Probably for the best. Yeah, Wes Farrell produced it.
Yeah, really. It sounds like it.
Do you remember it?
Now I do, yes.
Yeah.
You want me to sing it?
If you'd like, but no, that's quite...
Come on down to my port, baby, something like that. I mean, I don't remember all of it, but vaguely.
Well, good enough. All right, so we'll move directly on to number seven, Up, Up, and Away.
Oh, The Fifth Dimension.
Number eight, Let's Live for Today.
The Grassroots.
Yes. Number nine, Groovin'.
The Rascals.
And number 10, Tracks of My Tears.
Well, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
No, we're talking 1967. Think again.
Oh, okay. Johnny Rivers.
Yep, absolutely. You are a winner.
Well, thank you, Raleigh.
All right, good deal. Hang on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So, yes, John's been getting some hate calls. People, where are my prizes? I told you this could take forever. And literally, it is. We're doing the best we can, is about all I can say. Eventually, you get something. It's not worth the price of the postage. The certificate's a lot of fun, but other than that, you get something you don't want, like a tabloid or a DVD or a CD or something like that, for each win. That's right. But, you know, get enough certificates, and it can make good insulation, from what I've been told. All right, so Barry in New Hampshire wants to continue the charts tradition. Hello, Barry.
Hey. Merry Christmas to you and John.
You too. All right, so we're going to do Christmas time 1964.
Yeah.
And I remember it like it was yesterday. All right. So, I really do. That's really kind of scary. Let's see here. I can't remember why I walked in the other room to get something, but boy, I do remember Christmas 1964. All right, number one. Number one. I Feel Fine.
Beatles.
No, yeah, if you didn't get that, the game would be over.
Yeah.
Number two, yeah. Come See About Me.
Supremes.
Yes. Number three, Mr. Lonely.
Bobby Vinton.
Yes. Number four, She's a Woman.
Beatles.
Yes. Number five, She's Not There.
Zombies.
Yes. Number six, Going Out of My Head.
Frankie Valli?
No. Little Anthony.
Yeah. Okay.
Number seven, Ringo. You'll get this.
Lauren Green.
Yes. Number eight, Dance, Dance, Dance.
Beach Boys.
And number nine, The Jerk. I'll be very impressed if you get this.
No, I don't know.
It's by the Larks. Yeah, Don Julian's group in L.A. The Larks made it to number nine. And number 10, Time Is On My Side.
Rolling Stones.
And we have a winner. Excellent. Very good. Hang on.
All
don't
right.
go away.
All right.
So, good deal. That's the top 10. Indeed. All right. So, we will be getting to Ruth, who wants Make-A-Wish trivia. Okay, I can do that. Lisa from Dundee wants her Christmas movie quotes. All right, I can do that too. Sherry from Warrenville, I'm not sure. But, you know, I just realized that in all the confusion, what confusion? Well, my confusion anyway. In all my confusion, I forgot to give you the straggler. Oh, man, how can you play trivia without the question? In the 1920s, it cost between $50 and $500. At the end of the 20th century, that, you know, like 1999, it cost $700 million. So $50, between $50 and $500 in the 20s, $700 million at the end of the last century. What is it? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? Yeah, what can I tell you? 1967. All right, so you might know him, but you also might mistake him for somebody else you definitely know. But who is it? 888-876-5593. 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. My question, in the 1920s, it cost between $50 and $500. At the end of the 20th century, it cost $700 million. What is it? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. Ruth is in Gurnee. Welcome back to WGN, Ruth.
Hi, thank you, Raleigh, for taking the call.
Okay.
I thought we were in Bah Humbug lockdown.
Oh, well, it is. It is absolutely the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club.
I know, but I've been hearing other requests for movies and other,
well, that's,
et cetera.
That's all right, because movies, you know, like I have my one Christmas song that I like. I'm not going to play it tonight, but Gee Whiz, It's Christmas by Carla Thomas, which I like listening to in July, but people think I'm crazy. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's not ho-ho-hum.
I guess they celebrate it in July, too.
Well, so, yeah, the sales do, you're right. All right, so we're going to get to your question. You want a Make-A-Wish America question, something to do with the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Okay, so this is on the jar of pickles, a pickles jar. It says makeawish.com. Yeah. And I have absolutely no idea. And by the way, there's a jar out there which says you get nothing for $29.99 in one of the catalogs. You could send that out with your postage over your winners, you know. Would you like to pay $29.99 for a jar that says you get nothing?
No. So, with that, well, you know, believe it or not, you remember this. You're certainly old enough. Pet rocks. People paid for pet rocks. Of course, what you really got was the instruction booklet. But still, they went off the shelves one Christmas. So
that's interesting that it happened during that time of the year. But there were some great sayings on those things.
Yes. So,
but you could do it yourself, you know.
Here is the deal on Make-A-Wish. Make-A-Wish.com will get you to Make-A-Wish America, the foundation that grants the wishes. And they grant a lot of wishes. I mean, we're talking about over 15,600 wishes in their 39-year history. Now, this is interesting because the wishes are as different as the children themselves, except one wish accounts for more than 40% of all requests. What is it?
Wow. Something that I just got today. I bet you this is it. By the way, if this is the group, the non-fundy, whatever it is that does for children that are ill. Dee Brenner always said that, and she did this, and I couldn't figure out what she was talking about it, the wife of the mayor of Round Lake Beach. Little children are suffering for the sins of other people. I'm going to go with a trip to Walt Disney World.
I'll take it. Absolutely. It's actually any theme park you choose. But yes, over 40% of the requests, the children, by and large, request Walt Disney World. The adults often request Disneyland. So,
yeah. And I got nominate songs.
Okay. For your guilty pleasures. What is it you're embarrassed to admit? Tell all.
Well, this is really big time embarrassed. I would not even want to say why I'm
okay,
doing
good,
this song.
Good. We don't want you to say.
It is What I Did for Love.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to know how embarrassed
okay.
I am.
Okay, very good. Consider it on the list.
Okay, nominate us, pardon me?
I said consider it on the list.
Okay, and request?
Yes.
I'm going to ask for the lyrics or the theme from Somewhere in Time. That is just an incredible, haunted story for the perfectly wine, wonderful time of the year.
I'll look for that. I can't guarantee it because I have no idea, but I will do my best to hunt it up. All right. Thanks, Ruth. Hang on. We'll confirm your address.
You.
Don't go away. All right. So Ruth is a winner. Yes. Walt Disney World. 40% of all kids say, I want to go to Walt Disney World. All right. Well, and most of them go. I was looking at the requests granted this week, the wishes granted this week, and my favorite was a girl who wanted a puppy. Yeah. And she got it, too. I sure hope her parents were on board with that. That was the only thing I thought. I said, they must check with the family first, right? Here's your dog. All right, Lisa in Dundee, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How about with you?
Can't complain.
Yeah, same here. Are you off water now?
Yes, I am. I am off water. I am on modified food and you know, the first meal actually went very well. The second meal, well, I'll get through the show. Then, then we'll try and figure out why, so I don't have to go back to fasting.
Right.
Yes.
You didn't eat the same thing both times, did you?
No. If that was the case, I'd really be hitting my head against the wall.
Then you'd know what it was, at least.
Well, yeah, but if one time it was fine and then the next time it wasn't, I'd be really upset. But
well, that's true, too.
All right, so you want Christmas movie quotes.
Well, I thought maybe that would be a little different, yeah.
Okay. We try to stick to the four main food groups, candy, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup.
Oh, that's got to be Elf.
Yes, absolutely right. It is Elf.
Excellent.
Candy corn. Ugh, I don't know how anybody eats that.
Oh, I know. It's awful.
Yeah, it really is awful. And I realize that it's passed around on Halloween because it's a tradition, but Christmas time? That's a curse.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hang on. Don't go away.
All right. And I just wanted to wish everybody, all the listeners, our family, just happy holidays.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm with you in spirit, and we'll get through it. All right,
yes,
thanks.
We will.
Appreciate
all
it.
Right, hon.
All right,
take care.
So good deal. So we'll put Lisa on hold, confirm that address. And let's see. You know, I will get to your prizes, but how bad is it? We figure our Christmas cards will be New Year's cards because we haven't gotten anything out. Yeah, nothing, absolutely. But we're working on it. All right, sort of delayed gratification around here. Oh, Cindy in Chicago wants to guess. Oh, I can't wait to hear this. So, Cindy, welcome to WGN Radio. So, 1920s, it cost between $50 and $500. End of the 20th century, $700 million. What is it?
Well, this is one of the best questions you've ever had. I love this. But anyhow, I'm thinking like maybe AT&T stock or General Electric stock?
Nope. Not stock.
Well, I didn't think it would be stock because it's a certain like price for the whole thing.
Yeah.
But anyhow, and then I have a song that one when I was young I didn't know what the song. Everyone liked the song. It was a hit. I think in the early or mid 70s. It was called Get Down.
Oh, okay.
It was about something about this boy who had a girlfriend.
Oops.
And he kept telling her, "You're a bad dog, baby, but I still want you around." Remember that song?
Vaguely.
Once upon a time, I drank a little wine, was as happy as could be. Now I'm like a cat on a hot tin roof. What, baby, what do you do? I mean, we didn't, you know, the words were real stupid. I didn't realize what the words were. I mean, it's really a stupid song, but the everyone liked that song, and it was a hit, and they used to play it at the Axl roller rink.
So many acts did get down. Are you talking about the Gilbert O'Sullivan record?
I don't know. It was one. You're a bad dog, baby.
Let's get down. Let's see if it's Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Yeah, everybody loves to video that song.
That's it?
Right. Yeah.
All right. Somehow I didn't think you were talking about the KGs. All right. Well, so is that...
Why did everyone like that song?
Well, you know, if someone could answer that question, they'd be multimillionaire. Why does anybody like any song? If you knew that answer, you could write hit records all day long.
Well, where would someone even get the idea for... I mean,
Cindy,
that's about the weirdest song ever written.
Cindy, you've not been attending the meetings of Thinkers Anonymous. I can hear it.
But anyhow, when I pay off some credit card, I'm down in Rent-A-Center about $2,000. I don't know, $1,800, but I'm not worried about it. There's nothing I can do about it. It'll come back up. But then anyhow, when I pay off some debt, I'm getting a new, like a walk-in shower, and I'm going to call my plumber. But I can't get one of those pre-perforated ones. Because there's a window in the shop.
Cindy, it's time for the news. I have to hear about the shower later, so we'll pick it up next time. Thank you. All right, so that's the deal, and we'll be back for 2 hours of Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Woke up this morning, looked the world. I discovered that people were such an unhappy race. Everybody's getting hung up on the lonely life they're leading. Someone to lend a helping hand. Someone who will make them understand. Anyone can make it. All they gotta have is love. Why try to be something new? Everybody's tired of this lonely life they're leading. Someone to give them peace of mind. Someone who can push it all behind. Anyone can make it. All they gotta have is there.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and we have 2 hours of Monday Night Trivia, plenty of time for you to guess. If you don't like my trivia question, you don't know any of my bumper stumpers, come on, that was a wonderful record, so who is it? All right, and the theme, well, you've only heard two of them so far, so it might be a little early for the theme, but I'm counting on you later in the show. Now, for my question, in the 1920s, it cost between $50 and $500. At the end of the 20th century, it cost $700 million. What is it? 888-876-5593. Kim is a first-time caller in Florida. Welcome to WGN Radio, Kim.
Hi.
So where in Florida are you?
A town you never heard of.
Try me.
Crystal Beach.
Oh, all right. No, I went to school in Florida. So I know almost all of these places, and yeah, that's West Coast. And I know exactly where you are. I think it's Pinellas, actually. So you're in a big metro there, because Pinellas County is also Clearwater and, you know, St. Pete and Pinellas Park. So, yeah, I know exactly where you are.
Okay.
Good. So what do you think?
Hear my aunt?
Yes.
I think, and I'm from Chicago. So
oh, good.
I'm pretty sure that that is the price that was paid for a football team.
You are a winner.
I knew it.
Absolutely. Now, do you know, in 1922, Curly Lambeau paid $50 for what became the Green Bay Packers. But in 1999, Robert McNair paid $700 million. Do you know what team?
No, I really don't even like football, but I'm an old Bears fan, so.
Ah, so you're the one. All right, we found you. Very good. All right, we've been looking. Now, so you'll want to catch Hamp and OB Thursday night. Now, it was actually an expansion team for Houston, the Houston Texans, after the Oilers left for Nashville in 96. But you are a winner. That's excellent.
All right.
Hang on. Now, again, the prizes are worthless. They're not even worth the postage, and it takes forever to get them. I mean, it could take you 2 years. But eventually you get a certificate and something like a DVD or a CD or a tabloid or something. But hang on. The certificates are fun. Don't go away. All right. So okay. That's the deal on Kim, who we are glad to meet in Crystal Beach. All righty. So let's, yes, I know precisely where that is. All right. I should have asked how she did with the hurricane, because there was a lot of water. All right. Well, Bob and Willowbrook was going to guess, but see, the question's been gotten now. All right. All right. So we got to have another question. I can tell. Women wear this all the time now, but in 1800, it was nothing short of depravity for a woman to wear it. By the 1800s, wearing this was by the 1880s, I should say. So 1800, it's depraved. By the 1880s, it's commonplace. What is it? All right. So in 1800, it was depraved if a woman would wear this. By the 1880s, it was commonplace. All right. So 888-876-5593. And Sherry is in Warrenville. Welcome to WGN Radio. How's it going, Sherry?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let me take you off speaker.
Your regular ritual here. All right.
There's reverb or whatever.
Whatever.
Can you hear me?
I do.
All right. So I want to guess at that trivia question.
Okay.
One answer. Roz.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. No, bras. That's great. No, not bras.
Okay, but the reason I called, because tomorrow and the next day, I wanted to wish you and John a very, very merry, endearing Christmas.
Well, you too. Absolutely. What are you going to do for it?
Well, you know, I fell again.
Oh, no.
2 years.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. 2 years ago, I fell and cracked my ribs.
Oh, no.
And this year, just a couple weeks ago, I fell again on the, what do you call that, bathroom sink. I don't know how it happened. Those are my flip-flops, which are old. And I tripped and I fell into it. Finally, I can finally fit my fingers under my ribs to try to stick them into place.
Oh!
No, it's not funny. They don't do
No, it's not funny. I mean, it sounds like a do-it-yourself chiropractic exam. I don't know.
Well, you got, I can't remember, 7 to 8 ribs and 2 of them are flexible or something like that, but...
I don't think any of my ribs are flexible.
Well, it's not called flexible.
I guarantee you they're not flexible.
Well, no, there are a couple that are, there are 2 or 3 that are, that have, well, I can't remember.
Were they floating? They're not attached to something or whatever?
Floating ribs.
All right.
No, well, yeah, no, they're attached, but they're floating. But nonetheless, like the last time it happened, I got a salon pass, like the 8x6 inch thing. And that was 2 years ago when I was turning 60. in October, but I turned 60 in November. And I remember my aunt's grandgirls, and one of them was severely into gymnastics, and I tried to tell her what a Tinsukov move was. And but I could try to show her, but nonetheless, I mean, physically, but I just, you know, I don't have health insurance.
Oh, God.
And, well, I was always afraid of Obamacare because they had that lawsuit. And I figured if they wanted to fix my back, I'd be in a wheelchair because they couldn't complete whatever. All the, what do you call it, lawsuits came to fruition and, what do you call it? But anyway, so I was petrified. I mean, so I didn't even subscribe. All I want to know is that I can drag myself on my knees, which I don't have to right now, to the bathroom without having assistance.
That's good.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
All right. Well, I can tell what kind of a Christmas it's going to be for you. Hopefully someone's coming by.
Well, no, I just want, David has to work Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and my there's been so many close family member illnesses this year. It's not funny. And if Jimmy's listening, I love him.
Okay.
And he, but my Aunt Carol, and it's just nothing's working out this year for Happy holidays.
Well, here's hoping 2025 will be better. All the psychics and astrologers claim it will. I figure, how can it get worse?
Oh, really?
Yes, all of them. They're all saying 2025 will be much better.
Oh, I hope so. I hope my Roth IRA and individual accounts go up. But last time Trump took office, they went down halfway.
Well, good luck on that.
Yeah. That's the thing that we need.
All right. Well, I will talk to you soon.
Love you both.
Okay.
And I am so dedicated to you both, even though I'm not supposed to listen to you at this time of night, because David has weird hours.
Thank you.
Absolutely,
and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Sherry. We'll be on for an hour Thursday night if you're up.
Oh, yeah. I love you when you're on.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. So there you have it from Sherry, 888-876-5593. We got Johnny D of Hominins. You know that's coming up. Bob and Willowbrook. Now, they have trivia guesses. I think this is going to be pretty easy. I hope so anyway. And then I've got another question. But women wear this all the time now. In 1800, it was depravity if a woman would wear this. But by the 1880s, wearing it was commonplace. Wearing what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
How could you leave me after all our plans? Friends tried to tell me, but I'll never understand. Up and down the floor, do little silly things that I've never done before since you've gone. Since you've gone and left me. Oh,
WGN Radio. I'm enjoying that just too much. Who is that? And now you've had at least three songs there for our theme out of the nine total you'll get tonight. So maybe you're getting a handle on that. If not, you can tell me who this is.
The lead singer of which,
famous quote from Smokey Robinson, if I could sing, I'd be. And he mentioned this guy's name. All right, so who is he? 888-876-5593. 888-ROLLYE. Jim is in Richmond. How's it going tonight, Jim?
Hello. How are you?
Well, I can't complain.
I want to wish you and all your listeners a very Merry Christmas.
You too.
And I just want to let you know that I got a 6.3 A1C on my last blood test.
Well, and that's a Christmas present in itself.
Yes, it's the lowest I've ever been in 45 years.
Wow, that's terrific.
And before you give me my Big Bang trivia, I just want to say that I'm getting through this year. And it's not very good this year with my, you know, family and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just want to let everyone know to hug their family and wish them a Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. And we're here for you. Believe me, I'm sorry I won't be on tomorrow night or Wednesday night, but I'll be with you in spirit.
Right. And can I volunteer? Can you fly me out to Globe, Arizona, and I will stuff envelopes for you,
it's not only stuffing the envelopes, it's printing the certificates and finding the prizes and everything, but we will, eventually we will. We're hoping to get the Christmas cards out this year first, but we'll see. And so in the meantime, I do have a Big Bang question.
Thank you.
Which famous scientist did Raj have a Twitter beef with?
I know it, you know, I just can't think of it right. Tyson?
Yes, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Good enough.
Right.
All right, and hang on. You're a winner.
Like I said, I am available.
All right.
Envelope,
I sure appreciate it. Thank you. All right, appreciate that. Don't go away. All right, so we will eventually get that together. I don't make New Year's resolutions because I break them before the first week of January is over. But I will promise that it's moving up on the to-do list. All right, now Lisa is a first-time caller, and she is in Morrisville, Pennsylvania. But I got the news. So Lisa, can you hold on a few minutes?
Sure.
Okay, don't go away. All right, we'll do the news, and we'll be right back with Lisa and you on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Each day with the rising sun, I got a job and it must be done. I leave for work feeling good, 'cause you're on my mind. Starts of you help me pass the time. Push and mow, working with a smile. Just loving you makes it all worthwhile. I'll get my pay like the rest when the weekend's through. Gonna buy you something that pleases you.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's a group that had one major chart record and nothing else. Talk about your one-hit wonders. Well, that was them. Who are they? 1965. And what do they have in common with everything else we've been playing? 888-876-5593. We've been talking to Lisa, a first-time caller in Morrisville, Pennsylvania. Well, no, I'm not either. Yeah, Morrisville, Pennsylvania. All right, so Lisa, thanks for calling.
Hi, I just wanted to say hi and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year to you, John, and all your listeners.
You too, absolutely.
And I also wanted to take a guess at your trivia question.
All right.
The other caller guessed what I would have guessed, but I had another one, stockings.
Oh, that's a good guess. It's not right, but it's a good guess.
I hate them, but...
Ah, you and me both. All right. Well, it's so nice to hear from you. I hope you will call again.
Well, you hear from my husband, Marcus, all the time.
Oh, all right. Well, it's good to hear from you, too.
Yeah, I don't really have a lot to say, but I just figured I'd take a shot at that question.
No, it's great, and I know exactly what you mean. Most nights I don't have a lot to say either, so I just make it up.
All
right.
Thanks.
Appreciate
it.
Thanks, Lisa. Okay.
Bye.
Good to meet Lisa and Marcus, who we have met many times. 888-876-5593. Now, when I played it, I thought to myself, well, if Wesley is listening, he knows what it is. And sure enough, he is. So, Wesley, welcome back to WGN.
Yes, how you doing, Riley?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I just called to, you know, tell you about the bumper stump that you just played by Nolan Strong and the Diablo.
Yes.
One of the greatest doo-wop groups and record that they ever had.
Yes.
I love that record, Since You've Been Gone.
Yeah, actually, the title, believe it or not, it should be Since You've Been Gone. It's Since You're Gone.
Since You're Gone, right. That's correct.
Yeah, they don't say that in the song, but they say it on the record label.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just playing it the other day, too.
Yeah, it's such a good song. I think it's my favorite Diablo's record.
I still got to go with The Wind.
I know, that's the classic, but man.
Yeah.
And, you know, I probably would have gone with The Wind, but I've heard it so many times, and this one, well, I've heard it a lot, but nowhere near like The Wind. That's a classic.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And like I say, I just came into the knowledge of this song by Nolan Strong just last year. Yeah. I just found that out last year.
So you don't have it on
so
a...
I'm still in love with it.
Oh, yeah. No, it was on a single in 1960, but I know after they put out that Candy Stripe CD, it's on there.
Uh-huh, right. That's one I got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Well, can I get two requests in?
Of course you can.
I'd like to hear Merrill Carter, Tar and Cement.
Okay.
And It's a Funny World.
Okay.
I like both of those.
All right. All right. Well, obviously it won't be tomorrow or Wednesday because they won't let me on the radio. Thursday I've got an hour, and I'm going to try to get it on in that hour, both of them.
I appreciate it very much.
All right.
Riley.
Thanks. Appreciate
I'll
it.
Be
okay, good.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, I'll be honest with you. John and I had been talking about doing the show on the stream because I can easily do that. You know, I've got my stream at Raleigh.net. But it occurred to me that most of the people who would really want to listen aren't, you know, computer savvy to the point where they're not comfortable going online and pulling up that stream. So the people I would really want to be talking to wouldn't get to hear me. So we decided not. I'll do my quarterly reports and other things instead. Yes, that's right. All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh Bob. And Willowbrook has some guesses. What do you think, Bob? Bob left. Oh, probably the last question was the deal. Well, of course he left. It was the last question. So Johnny D. in Ohio, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Bon Natal.
Yes, how
that
are
means
you?
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
What?
Yes, and how are you? Merry Christmas
listen,
to you, too.
Yeah, Bon Natal. That means Merry Christmas.
All right.
You know, talking about you didn't have nothing left to say or something. Or you ain't got much
to say. Right. Most of the time when I come on the air, to be honest with you, during the news, I think to myself, what the hell am I going to talk about? You know, because this is a show that we try to just have a good time and we don't do issues or anything of importance. And so I put all that aside and I think, what is there to say? And then most of you say,
well, it reminds me of a song, Dan, and I want to request it. It's a Randy Newman song. It's called I'm Dead, But I Don't Know It. I got nothing left to say.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it anyway.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. Listen, and one other thing. I'm sorry for being, as some of your callers put it, so long-winded with my story about last week, you know, about my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, no, you were not. I'm sorry. You were not long-winded. That was a delightful story. We all enjoyed hearing it. At least I did.
Well, you know, you build it up. You said, I want to hear all the details.
Yeah, and I did.
So I'm thinking, well, she wants to know what I was dressed like.
Yeah, and you told me everything.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you need to develop a harder shell. None of this should bother you.
No, it bothers me.
Yeah, it shouldn't. It absolutely shouldn't. Life is too short.
Yeah, okay. Let's go... So I got a couple of guesses on your women thing.
Okay.
All right. The length of their dresses, something to do with the length of the dress?
Nope.
All right. How about high heels?
Nope.
All right. How about a garter belt?
Nope.
For the nylon? All right. How about a thong?
No.
They didn't wear that?
No.
Not a leopard skin thong or
right.
Nothing
yeah,
like that?
No, I don't think so.
Hey, guess what? I had Becky bring me in a can of Canada Dry ginger ale over here right before I got on almost.
Yeah.
And guess what she had on? Her leopard skin sleeping pants.
Very nice. Right? Very nice.
Yeah. She ran out of here because I said, hey, I'm going to be on the Raleigh. And she says, good.
And yeah, she's good. Away. I'm out of here. Yes, I don't blame her.
So that, I ain't right on all of those?
No,
things?
No.
All right, well then, okay, do you have the hominin?
Well, I don't know if I asked you this before, but we're going with it anyway, just in case. Three million years ago, just like yesterday, the Australopithecines were A, nearly extinct in Africa, but common in Southeast Asia. B, becoming common in East and South Africa. C, beginning...
Wait a minute. Becoming common in East
yes.
and South... You said common?
Common.
All right, go ahead.
Becoming common in East and South Africa. Or C, beginning to successfully adapt to cold temperature environments in Europe.
All right. As far as I remember... There were no Australopithecines in Europe.
All right.
And
so
what was the first one?
We'll strike that. This is 3 million years ago. Nearly extinct in Africa, but common in Southeast Asia. Or...
All right, stop right there. There were no Australopithecines in Southeast Asia 3 million years ago.
So that
only leaves B.
And you are a winner.
I'll go with the B. And what was that again? Common in East and South Africa?
Yes.
All right. I'll go with B.
All right. You are a winner.
All right. Where's my certificates?
Oh, you'll get them eventually. Really, you will.
All right, then. All right.
Yes.
Thank you. Bon Natale.
Yes.
It's supposed to be a happy time.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to go to North Boylston tomorrow where Mary Ankowski lives.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good.
Got to go there for the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Oh, that's always fun. Yes.
Yeah.
Used to do that many times with Jerry Blabbitt. We always had a good time. All right. Thanks.
I'll send you some pictures, maybe, like I did the other time.
All right. Good deal. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
I'll never forget 1 year. And Jerry would invite all these assorted people to this dinner every year. And one time it was this cop from Upper Darby who spun records for him occasionally, Mark the Spark. And so there we are, we're at the Feast of the Seven Fishes, and there's, you know, like, I don't know, 15 people there. And Mark said, Raleigh's going to explain the history of this. And I looked at him like he'd lost his mind. You know, all I could think about in my mind was Don Imus's bit about seven of Mrs. Paul's fish sticks. And I figure, this is not the way to go. So I pled ignorance, which no one believed, but it was absolutely true. I paid no attention to any of that stuff. Went in one ear, right the other. Unless they Leslie taught me the songs. I remembered the songs, you know. And like I've said before, at Bay Harbor Elementary, there were mostly Jewish kids, so I learned the Hanukkah song. Well, actually, it wasn't a song; it was a prayer. But the seven fishes. Yeah, I was absent that day. All right, 888-876-5593. But it was always a great dinner. So yes, I basically do know what it is, but certainly no expert, to say the least. So we'll get to Stacy from Algonquin and Robert from Stickney, who's going to vote. Oh, good, on our guilty pleasures. We need to get some kind of consensus on this, so please vote. And Billy Bob in Bourbonnais is going to do charts. Oh, I love to do charts. We're going to do June of 1966. There's and Ruth called back. I'm not sure why. And there's room for you, too. Count them, two lines, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Been living on the main street where society is the thing. People that live on Main Street, they don't know how to swing. But the people on the back street, they swing all night long. Although I live on the main street, the back street is where I belong. So show me the back street. Show me the back streets. Show me the back streets. Show me the back streets. Yeah. People walk side by side without knowing each other's name. And soul is the only thing you need to join right in and swing. Where people stick together, one for all and all for where they don't care how much money you got, as long as you're having fun. So show me the back street. Show me the back street.
WGN Radio. I'm Rolly James. You do know who this is. All right. Might not be right of mine, but yeah, we're talking about several hits. This wasn't one of them. But it certainly was a fine song in 1966, as far as that goes. And what I want to know is, who is he? And maybe by now you've thought of the theme, or not. Well, we'll leave it right there, and I'll again repeat our trivia question. Women wear this all the time now, but in 1800 it was nothing short of depraved for a woman to wear this. By the 1880s it was commonplace. What is it? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Billy Bob in Bourbonnais, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, fifth time caller.
Yes, indeed. Good to have you. So we're going to do charts? What?
Yeah, but then I got three guilty pleasure songs if you want to hear them or not.
Oh, yes, I do.
I want Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs used to do Hey There, Little Red Riding Hood.
Yes, you sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Right, and then there was a bubblegum group, I think, in England. I can't think of the name, but they had Run, Joey, Joey, Run, Run, the hounds are on the trail.
Yeah, Run, you know? Joey, Run. I do not think that was British. I don't think we can blame that on.
But who was the group? I can't it ain't no big deal.
Oh, no, David Geddes. It isn't a group, it's a person. David Geddes.
Thank you.
And David Geddes, by the way, is the most normal person ever. And he has three children. I think one's a lawyer and two's a doctor, things like that. I mean, he's with the same wife from forever. He's as normal as can be. But then you hear some of these songs and you say, what the hell was he thinking?
So, well, I was way off on that one.
Yeah. Right.
And then there was a Sopwith Camel that did Would You Like Some of My Tangerine?
No. Sopwith Camel did Hello, Hello. Okay, I guess that's in there. Would you, yeah.
But one of the lines just said something about a tangerine.
Right.
Well,
hello,
you got it.
Hello, yes.
And anyway, I'm determined to win one of them blue ribbons there tonight, or certificates, because I ain't one of the blue ribbon. The last one I was in the 1956 county fair down in Melvin, Illinois. I got first place in the Hugglebuck competition.
Very nice.
That's the last time I got a blue ribbon.
All right.
Well, now on chart toppers, is it okay if TD helps me?
If what?
TD helps me, my wife. She's out with the dog. If she can help me, I'm going to call her in.
Of course, you can have help.
Get in there, Teeny. Bring the dog in then. Okay, thank you.
The dog can help too.
Well, he's good. He's smoky. He's 15. He's kind of slowing down.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're taking care of him. All right. So are we all together? Shall we begin?
Yes.
Number one, Paint It Black.
Oh, there we go. The Rolling Stones.
Number two, Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind?
Oh, yeah. That's The Lovin' Spoonful.
Number three, I Am a Rock.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Number four, When a Man Loves a Woman.
Percy Sledgehammer.
Number five, A Groovy Kind of Love.
Baby, you and me, when you agree, we got a group.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't going to get that one.
Well, the lead singer of the group was Wayne Fontana. What was his group? Wayne Fontana and?
Yeah, I know. All right.
The Mind,
I ain't going to get.
The Mind Benders. Yes. Okay, number six, Strangers in the Night.
Frank Sinatra.
Number seven, Monday.
The Mamas and the Papas.
Yep, afraid so. Number eight, It's a Man's World.
I don't know. I'll guess James Brown.
Yes, of course. With a title like that, who else could it possibly have been? Number nine, Green Grass.
Well, that's Tom Jones.
No, Green Grass is green. No, not Green.
Oh,
Green.
Jerry Lewis and the Playboys.
Yes, right. And number 10, Barefootin'.
Barefootin', yeah. I don't know if I ain't going to get that one, but I remember the song.
Well, that was Robert Parker, but that's okay. You got enough to win, so hang on. We'll get you.
Dog.
All right, Billy Bob. All right, hang on. Don't go away. All right, so yes, that's plenty to win for that. All you got to get is, 70%, so that allows you to have three wrong out of 10. All right, so now what do we have? Stacy in Algonquin. Stacy, welcome back to WGN Radio, and a happy Hanukkah to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas
and
Feliz Navidad.
Yes, thanks.
Okay, so can you repeat the question?
Oh, I don't see why not. Women wear this all the time now, but in the 1800s, in early 1800, it was nothing short of depraved for a woman to wear. But by the 1880s, about 80 years later, it was commonplace. What is it?
Would it be a piece of underwear?
It absolutely is underwear, not a piece of. Now, what's interesting about this is that in France in 1783, actresses were allowed to wear them. Now, exactly how they wore them, I don't know, because they came in pairs, which is why they still call them pairs of underwear. And they were sold two pieces, one for each leg. It held up with garters and had no crotch. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds much more depraved than what we're wearing today.
Right.
I'll tell you what. But yes, that's why we call them pairs of underwear, because they were sold in pairs, one for each leg. And yes, that's right. By the 1880s, wearing that kind of underwear was commonplace. I don't know about you, but you get me the garter belt and all that crap. What the hell with it?
I know. Thank you.
Yeah. So, yes, you're absolutely right. We have a winner.
Thank you.
All right. You've ended the hour on a high note. Hang on, Stacy. Don't go away.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right, so we'll pick it up with another hour of Monday Night Trivia and a new question coming up on WGN Radio.
I'm in.
Whoa, I didn't expect that to end that quickly. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, obviously enjoying that too much. So that's now that's the sixth bumper you've heard, and they all have a theme. That was 1966, by the way. Who are they? And yes, they had a big hit. That wasn't it, obviously. All right, so it's time for a new question, since Stacy got our underwear question, did a fine job of that. But let's see where we are. I had one picked out. Yes, it was right in front of me. I've lost it. No, this can't be right. I must have it here somewhere. All right, so let's see if we can, in fact, come up with it again. No, I don't see it here, so we'll just go with another one. Under 10% of American women did this in 1950. Today, over 50% do it. Do what? 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. Yeah, so it was well under 10% in 1950, and it is considerably over 50% now. What is it that women are doing that they weren't doing? All right, now, of course, no matter what you're doing, we can vote on your guilty pleasures, because we're not getting consensus here. We got a ton of votes, hundreds of songs, almost thousands now, and nobody's voting on the same thing. So you can do this, and we've extended the votes through next Monday. Next Tuesday, New Year's Eve, we're going to count them down, and we'll count them down with Steve Bryant, who joins me for the evening New Year's Eve. We'll ring in 2025 together. And that's because, sadly, preempted on Christmas Eve and Christmas night due to a special that I hope you'll enjoy, Dusty Rhodes. We only have an hour on Thursday night due to Bears Talk. So next Monday looks like a full week all the way around. All right, so Robert and Stickney, 888-876-5593 on WGN. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Roy. Yeah, this one goes way back to the late 50s. Of course, I liked Little Richard, Jerry Lee, and all, and Chuck Berry, and all of those. But I also liked at the time Billy Vaughn's "Sail Along, Silvery Moon."
Okay, all right. I could see how how it wouldn't be very hip to say I like a Billy Vaughn song. So good. Yes, that's exactly it.
Right, especially when you're like 11, 12 years old.
Right, right, exactly.
That's cool, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. 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 And I'd also like to say before I go, to wish you, John, and all our other callers one holiday and wish everyone a very happy and healthy New Year.
Oh, absolutely. And I'd say my fondest wish for everybody is a non-eventful holiday season.
Right.
if we can achieve that, we'll all be in splendor come the first of the year.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, Raleigh.
Well, good deal. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. And, you know, it's interesting. I was talking the other day with somebody. Halloween, obviously, is a kid's holiday. You know, oh, sure, some grown-ups will have some interesting parties. But for the most part, it's for kids, and we know that. You don't see too many adults dressing up. And, you know, you don't see too many kids once they're out of primary school doing it either. But it's well-known and well-enshrined that it's a kid's holiday, and it's a lot of fun for them. To me, Christmas should be the same. Because really, the splendor that it is when, you know, you're 8 years old and you wake up and you get under the tree and you start opening the presents, you know, all that, nothing beats it. But by the time you're an adult, let's face it, true confessions time, for the most part, is more of a hassle. And I think that this is all because of how important Christmas is to the retail season, that they make it out to be a universal holiday. It's clearly not a religious holiday you'd say it should be, but for almost everybody, you know, I didn't see all that many people at midnight mass. Oh yeah, more than I'd see on another Sunday necessarily, but you know, the pews weren't overflowing. Yet, you know, as far as the sales and all the retail things, you betcha. So I just figure that the myth of Christmas, the Santa Claus myth, should be for kids. And, you know, I obviously don't get a vote on this, and retailers would stone me for just thinking it, but it just seems that way. But yeah, it's like the Seven Fishes. I was joking about that before. I actually do know what Seven Fishes are, and it's actually not religious there again in any real sense. For instance, this is a tradition that's mostly Southern Italy. and it's the wait for Jesus to be there, be born on, of course, you and I both know that technically he wasn't, but that be born on Christmas Eve. And so seven is nowhere in the mix in any biblical sense or any official church doctrine sense. It is, again, an Italian tradition, and it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of dissent over the real meaning and what it is, but when you get right down to it, even though it clearly has religious overtones, it's in many ways more pagan than not, especially these days. Yeah, I know, stone me for that, but that was pretty much the deal. Why seafood? Because one thing that is known is that you refrain from meat on any of the the holy days, and so abstaining from meat was a tradition on Christmas Day, and the abundance of seafood in southern Italy made it prime that be the feast of the seven fishes. So that's the deal there. All right, 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. I'm sure there's a YouTube chapter on it somewhere. Meantime, Tommy in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh.
What'd you hear? You know.
Merry Christmas to you and the crew.
You too.
I'm so glad you hit Monday because I won't hear you a couple of days from now, right?
Well, no, they're getting rid of me tomorrow and Wednesday for a Dusty Rhodes special. And Dusty's was a great disc jockey in Cincinnati, so I have a feeling it's going to be a really nice special. And then Thursday, they're preempting me for 2 hours due to Bears talk.
I thought Dusty Rhodes was some Western.
No, he was the WSAI night jock in the 60s.
Okay. Raleigh, you played Edwin Starr earlier.
I did play Edwin Starr, Backstreet, 1966 on Rick-Tick.
Yeah, I had that greatest hit CD, and I'm like, I remember that one. Yeah. He went to Motown. Rick-Tick went to Motown some type of way with the label wise.
Oh, right? Yeah. Not only Rick-Tick, but remember, it was also Golden World. It was both of those. And the owner of those was Ed Wingate, and his wife was Joanne Bratton. And ultimately, Motown bought Golden World and Rick-Tick.
Okay, and then the Fantastic Four went there with Rick Tate, yeah. Right?
Now, what's interesting, the first record I played at 10:30, actually 10:45, was on Groovesville, but I don't think anybody's going to get it, so I'll be happy to tell you it was J.J. Barnes, and J.J. Barnes had been on...
I knew that. I knew when you said Groovesville, baby, please come back home.
Right, that's exactly what I played. And in the interesting thing, when you listen to that, it's chilling how much he sounds like Marvin Gaye. And that's exactly why Berry Gordy wouldn't take him. He obviously took Edwin Starr to the label, but he passed on J.J. Barnes because he said, I've already got one like that.
I actually have that 45, Baby, Please Come Back Home, but I didn't hear you play that.
Yeah.
Where was I?
I played it. Well, we went on the air at 10:30. We were preempted by a half hour, and then I played it at 10:45, Baby, Please Come Back Home.
Yeah, I came in on the third bumper. God bless you, Raleigh, and Merry Christmas.
Well, you too. It's so good to hear from you. Hang on. Don't go away. You are a winner.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too.
Great night, morning.
Yeah. All right. So,
Arizona.
Say what?
Wish I was in Arizona.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, that's right. But, you know, I never lose sight of the fact that come July, it is literally 122 degrees here.
Oh, we
have
a good one.
Yeah. Okay, hang on. Don't go away. Yeah. So so we get a couple of good weeks. These are them. So anyway, we had planned to be in Chicago, but John's health took a turn, and now we're in Arizona for the foreseeable whatever, which is fine. I'm in Chicago in spirit, and that's the deal. And especially in summer, I sure wish I was there, really. All right. But now, ain't no complaining for the next couple weeks. So we're going to do some Star Trek trivia with Mark from Aurora, and Cindy from Chicago called back. So welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, I have a guess. A manicure, pedicure, or also facial?
Oh, those are nice guesses. They're not right, but they're nice guesses.
huh?
Yeah. Well, leaves you speechless, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, well, could I have an... I was thinking of doing Have Gone Will Travel trivia, but I don't know. I didn't see every episode three times. So I would like Leave It to Beaver trivia again.
All right.
And then the other thing was, I want to second that song, Hey There, Little Red Riding Hood. I like that song. That's a weird song.
Okay, very good. Very good. You betcha. Hang on for a little. Leave It to Beaver. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. And we'll pick it up with that. Like I say, if you don't know my question, and we've got one here, well under 10% of American women did this in 1950. Well over 50% do it today. Do what? 888-876-5593. That's our question. But, you know, you can have your own category here. And sky is the limit. Everybody knows something about something, and we're going to find that out for sure with Cindy, because she knows Leave It to Beaver, and then Mark knows the original Star Trek series. So plenty of room for you. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Oh, 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 why should I cry?
I love that record. And who are they? Yeah, they share the name of a group you know well. Spell it a little differently, but that was 1963. And it has something in common with everything we played. What do you think that would be? 888-876-5593. Now, we're talking with Cindy, and Cindy wants Leave It to Beaver trivia. And so are you ready, Cindy?
No, okay, I'm just afraid you're going to ask me the one question that I don't. Okay, but go ahead.
In the final episode, we learn why Theodore is nicknamed Beaver. Why is that his nickname?
Oh, no. Beaver? I don't know. That I don't know.
Because Wally could not pronounce Theodore.
Oh, I didn't know that. You know what? I'm afraid you're going to ask. I don't know, there was the one episode where they rode away for a baby alligator.
Oh, yes.
And had them wash bucket sink in the basement, and he sent the maid, and they were using the alcohol, and he thought the father thought the maid was drunk.
Right. That was Captain Jack, and that episode made television history. Because the first time this was ever shown on television, do you know what?
The alcohol?
No, a toilet. When they took the thing to the bathroom.
Oh, but then I was afraid you were going to ask me the maid's name.
Well, I didn't do that. All right.
That I would. But I know the cat's name that they babysat for. I remember that.
Well, you just never know. We can try it again next week.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. So, yes, Theodore. Wally couldn't pronounce it. Yeah. And there were some wonderful character actors on that show. I think Richard Deacon was my favorite. All right. He was also on Dick Van Dyke Show. So 888-876-5593. Naoto is in Japan. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Are we walking tonight?
Yeah, I was just driving, and I'm not parking right now.
Ah, all right. So, so here we go. I am going to give you a description, and you are going to tell me what type they are.
Okay.
All right. They're probably hiding some tax evasion that they are convinced that they were completely justified in doing.
Ah. Oh, that was... this is a little bit hard.
Yes.
I think it will be intuitive.
Say what?
At least like they are intuitive, like N. Okay. The second letter would be
nope,
N.
There's no N in it.
Oh! Can you give me like a little bit more hint?
Well, that's all I know. That's all it says.
Yeah.
This type is most likely to hide some tax evasion that they are convinced they were completely justified in doing.
Well, I would guess E-S-T something.
Yeah. No, this is good. What's the something?
J?
Yes, ESTJ. Yeah, most likely to commit tax evasion and convince they're justified in doing it. You are a winner.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, good to talk to you. Hang on, don't go away.
This is hard.
Yeah, it was hard. Yeah, all right, good deal. So I think that we've got many secrets behind different MBTI types, so we will have many more of those coming up, no doubt. All right, so what do we have? Mark is in Aurora. How's it going tonight, Mark? Oh, Mark, hang on a minute. I don't even want to know how it's going yet, because it's going, the news is going, is what's going. And we'll pick it up right after this on WGN Radio.
So dark, so gray, and it rained on my block almost each and every day. Then one day it happened, I found you in the rain, turned the sunshine, and my skies are blue. Happiness, I found love. Oh, I said happiness, I found love.
James. All right, so what does that have in common with everything else we've been playing tonight? And who are they? And yes, you would know, I would expect. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we have a trivia question at play, and I've lost it again. I believe in 1950, less than 10% of American women did this. Today, it's over 50%. What is it? 888-876-5593. There we have it. Now, we have Mark in Aurora for his hopefully Star Trek, original Star Trek question. How are you, Mark?
Well, I'm duly amused. I just want to congratulate Stacy from Algonquin for her underwear answer. I just want to say bravo.
Oh, please. I hope you didn't hurt yourself thinking of that. All right.
No.
All right, but we have our original Star Trek, of course.
Oh.
You'll get it.
You try.
No, you will. A shuttlecraft and crew are involuntarily diverted off course and onto a planet's surface, where they discover one Zefram Cochrane, a man, creator of the warp drive, thought to have been dead for 150 years. What does Cochrane call the amorphous entity that has both kept him alive all these years and also brought the shuttlecraft crew to him in the episode Metamorphosis?
That is a very touching episode. It's even though some would say it's hokey, he calls it, it's kind of like a blob of electricity. He calls it the companion.
Absolutely right. Yes.
Yeah.
So as long as you suspend disbelief, you can actually watch the episode. All of them, Kirk, Spock, and McCoy are risking shuttlecraft voyage together there, and the companion cannot keep Hedford alive even a little while. Cochrane has been communicating with the companion for 150 years without realizing its essential character is female.
I'm trying to remember the actress's name. It was either Eleanor Donahue or Nancy Donahue.
Probably Eleanor.
Yeah. He was good in that episode.
All right. Well, very good. You're a winner as usual. Hang on. We'll be adding to your stash. Don't go away. All right. So absolutely, absolutely right on that. 888-876-5593. Let's see. I believe that Cindy in Chicago is calling back with some guesses on our question. Well under 10% of American women did it in 1950. Today, well over 50% do it. Do what? Hello, Cindy. Cindy. Goodbye, Cindy. All right, so that's the deal. And let's see, Laura in Des Plaines, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you.
And you understand you want the wonderful world of the Waltons.
Well, everybody knows something about something.
That's right. The Baldwin sisters make a special drink. What do they call it?
The recipe.
Absolutely right. You are a winner. Hang on. What's in it, by the way? That's not for the quiz. I'm just curious.
Moonshine.
I see.
Good old fashioned moonshine.
Oh, very, very good. All right.
Hey, one thing I wanted to say I'd be curious about. Your Carol Ford, you talk about her. I would love it if she was on your show once.
Well, you know, she was supposed to be once when she was visiting and all hell broke loose and she wasn't. But one night...
Oh, she doesn't live in Arizona?
No, she lives in New York area.
Oh, okay. I just picture her next to you, like keeping you in
No, but
that,
that's all right. That, you know, we have phone systems that actually work. But, you know, Carol, I'm sure, at least I hope to God, is sound asleep when I'm on the air. So our hours are vastly different. Sometimes they can coincide because I'm up late, but usually she's an early morning person.
I see. Okay.
But we'll do it sometime because, after all, she was the world's best female jock ever. And I shouldn't say female, but I'm just stunned by that because when she started and they were putting women on the air with virtually no experience, 99% of them were just cringeworthy. And there was Carol, fresh out of college, sounding better than I'd ever sound if I was on the radio 100 years.
Yeah, I Googled her, and of course there's 1,000 Carol Fords that come up.
Well,
but,
put on WOWO, KYA, WRKS, you know, I mean, in all the New York stations, basically.
Terrific. Okay.
All right.
Well, Merry Christmas.
You too. Thanks. All right. So that's the deal. So hang on, because I think you won, Laura. Don't go away. All right. We have ourselves a winner, and we'll confirm that address. So we will continue to take your we've got about 18 minutes left here. The question will remain open. If you don't get it this week, it'll be a straggler for next week. Well under 10% of American women did this in 1950. Well over 50% do it today. Do what? You can have your own categories. We have James, who wants World War II. We talked to Mark, and we talked to Laura, and Laura in Willowbrook is going to vote, and Chris in South Carolina. TV special, I'm not sure what category that is. Maybe it isn't a category. We'll be finding out, but the last bumper stumper is coming up. And I was debating between several records because I had many that could fit this theme, but I picked the one you'll hear next. Tell me who it is, and then we'll review the theme before the end of the night, if you don't get it. I hope you do. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
If someone you give your life for walks out on you, and you feel you have no one, no one else to turn to, open up your heart, stretch out your arm, remember somebody else somewhere. A pain in your heart makes you feel like crying. If at night you just can't sleep, 'cause you can't stop crying. Heartache seems to mold around, your eyes just won't stay dry.
So who's that? WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's your final bumper stumper tonight on Music Trivia. Do you know who he is? Yes, he had a hit, you know. This wasn't it, obviously. So now you have all nine records for tonight. What's the theme? And our question, well under 10% of American women did this in 1950. Today it's well over 50%. Do what? So that's where we are. Now, James on the South Side wants World War II. So hello, James.
Oh. How are you feeling? Your card's always a little late going out, unfortunately.
Believe me, that's fine. We have not even started to mail yet, so believe me, I understand. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to take some shots at what the theme is of your, as well as your trivia before
okay.
We go on to the question.
All right. What
okay.
What do you think the theme is?
I think the theme is about broken hearts, these are songs that are basically, they were the original singers of this particular song, but they became hits under somebody else.
Those are great answers. They're not even close to right, but they're great answers.
Okay, now I'll take a guess. I'll take a couple of shots at your trivia question.
Okay,
I am going to say. I'm going to say Plastic Surgery.
Nope.
Okay, so that includes throws out all of those.
Yes, all of them.
Okay, I'm going to say signs up for fitness classes.
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to say. Works outside the home.
Nope.
Does her own driving.
Nope.
Basically, it's like a double duty mom. Almost all of the housework and this work in the outside the home as
well. Nope. One more big finish.
Okay, I'm going to say has her own business.
Nope. All right, let's move on to uh-huh. What are we? I guess that's it then. We have World War II question.
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay, you ready?
Hello.
Hello. You there?
Hello.
Hello. I'm here.
Yeah.
You there? Yes. Are you with us?
Yeah.
Yep. Phone service is worth the price we pay these days. Okay. What is the name of the location where German codes were broken?
Okay. That is Beckley House.
I guess. I think it's spelled Bletchley, but okay.
Bletchley, yeah.
Good enough. I'll take it. All right. You're a winner. Don't go away. All right, so yeah, okay. Bletchley Park, actually, but hey, close enough. All right, and we put James on hold, and we see what... Oh, votes, I really want this, because we need cumulative totals. We need to be able to get a top 10, and it's not happening yet. So Laura in Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN. So what is it you're embarrassed to say you love?
Trying to think of songs that have been said that I actually think of. And first one is Paper Roses by Marie Osmond.
Okay.
Second one, I'm in the Osmond thing. Puppy Love by Donnie.
Okay.
And the other one is Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I just love that, but it's like I like cringe because people look at me like, what the heck are you thinking?
Okay. Any particular artist on that?
No, just...
Okay.
I guess, yeah, the Judy Garland one from the movie.
Okay.
And then real quick, I just wanted to do my usual. I wish everybody good health always, good happiness, and much wealth in anything.
Absolutely.
All right. Take care, Rally.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right. So I second that emotion. Now let's see what we have with Elizabeth in Rock Falls going to vote for us. All right. How's it going, Elizabeth?
Good, good.
How's Mr. Chubbs?
He's okay.
Right.
Doing good.
Good.
One song, Kokomo by the Beach Boys.
Yes, very good. Fine choice. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And one guest.
Oh, good.
Women coloring their hair.
We have a winner.
Really?
That's it. Yes, today over 50%. Yeah, less than 10% in 1950. Well over 50% today. I think that the dyes have gotten better. But hang on, you're a winner. Don't go away. All right, so there you have it. 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh. Now, at this point, we're into bumper stumper category. I'll be revealing the theme here in a moment and talking about it. But if you know any of them or you have a guess on the theme, great. Or your categories, you know, whatever it is that you love, that you don't want to tell anybody, that you even like, will tell me and no one else will know. So Valerie and Morinville, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Okay. Seconding. Kokomo.
Okay, good.
Leader of the Pack.
Okay.
Afternoon Delight.
Oh, my God.
I'm a Rock.
Okay.
Mrs. Brown.
Uh-huh.
Carly Simon song at the same time as that one.
You got to tell me what it is. I won't know.
And then I'll try to go back to it and find out.
I mean, the one by the way, the one that most people go for is You're So Vain, but that may not be it.
That was it. Okay.
Okay, You're So Vain. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lola by the Kinks.
Okay.
You Light Up My Life.
Oh, no. All right.
Okay, has anybody done Surf City?
You know, you'd have to ask Carol. I don't think so, but I'll be happy to add it.
Okay. Then I'm assuming the Dead Man's Curve and the Little Old Lady from Pasadena.
Well, let's add them all. Okay. Good choices.
Yeah. Spandau Ballet's Gold.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I had a moment with that, so I definitely seconded that one.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Xmas and Dixie.
Oh. All right.
Automatic.
Okay.
Merchant Man by Smokey.
All right.
Play That Funky Music.
Okay.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Okay.
Run, Joey, Run.
Okay.
Hello, Hello.
Okay.
Poison Ivy.
Uh-huh.
Sailing Along Silver Moon.
Okay.
And then the last three should be Paper Roses, Puppy Love, and Julie Garland's Over the Rainbow.
All right, good deal. Thank you, thank you.
And I'll go back to my research.
All right. All right, appreciate it. So very good. All right, now... You can vote for as many songs as you want. You can only vote for the same one once, of course. Paper Roses, Puppy Love, and Somewhere Over the Rainbow was the start and finish of that particular call. So we'll go ahead and count them once for Valerie on each of those. All right, so we have George, and he's a second-time caller, don't you know, in Waukegan. Welcome back to, well, yes, second time, so welcome back to WGN.
Hey, Raleigh, good to talk with you.
Glad you called.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm a little younger than I think a lot of your callers, but all my friends in my life make fun of me all the time because I tell them I love the song A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke.
Okay, very good.
And they all say I'm 40 years too young to like that song so much, but, you know.
Good for
you. I thought I went along with your theme tonight.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. A change is going to come. Yes, if you were 40 years older, you'd be saying it proudly. But as it is, I'll take it as a guilty pleasure. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, bye. So, hope to hear from George again soon. That was nice. Yeah, nothing wrong with A Change Is Going to Come, but I can see that if it's way out of your demo, you're probably going to, you know, cringe a little while you get the feedback, so to speak. All right, let's get a couple things here. Karen in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Liz took my answer. So I was going to say dye their hair.
Oh.
But anyhow, a guilty pleasure, You Light Up My Life.
All right, you admitted it.
Okay, and I want to know is, can I get a list of the turkeys off of your website?
Of course you can. If you go to Raleigh, just go to Raleigh.net, R-O-L-L-Y-E.net. Scroll down to the date. Scroll down to the date in question, and they're all there.
Oh, great, because I had just come out of the hospital, and I wasn't feeling real great, so I didn't make my list like I normally do.
No. Well, I'll be happy to, you know, it's not a state secret or anything. I'll be happy to look this up and tell you what they were. Number 10 was America, Horse with No Name. 9, Nancy Sinatra, Boots Are Made for Walking. 8, Wayne Newton, Donka Shane. 7, Rick Dees, Disco Duck. 6, Maria Muldaur, Midnight at the Oasis. 5, Starland Vocal Band, Afternoon Delight. 4, Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart. 3, Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life. 2, Tiny Tim, Tiptoe Through the Tulips. And number 1, Paul Anka, You Are Having My Baby. That's
it. God have mercy on us all.
That's right. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, and I'll be calling you next week. I've got another song for you.
Oh,
Let's just hiss and say goodbye.
Ah, all right. Good deal. Thanks. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Bye.
All right, so now, before I do anything else, because I don't want time to run out, although the answers are always on Raleigh.net, but what you heard was J.J. Barnes doing Baby Please Come Back Home, 1967 on Groovesville. Dion Jackson, Hard to Get a Thing Called Love, 1967 on Carla. Nolan Strong and the Diablos, Since You're Gone, 1960 on Fortune. The Reflections, Poor Man's Son, 1965 on Golden World. Edwin Starr, Backstreet, 1966 on Rick-Tick. The Capitals, Tired of Running from You, 1966 on Karen. The Manhattans, ENS, Why Should I Cry, 1963 on Big Mac. The Shades of Blue, Happiness, 1966 on Impact. And Daryl Banks, Somewhere Someone Needs You, 1966 on Revelot. All right, all of these were independent labels in Detroit. All of these songs were recorded in Detroit and at the time had absolutely nothing to do with Motown. I say at the time because later Golden World and Rick-Tick were, of course, bought by Motown. Groovesville was Don Davis's label. Previously, Don Davis, along with LeBaron and Taylor, had Revelot. Ollie McLaughlin had Carla and Karen. Jack and Devorah Brown had Fortune. Yeah. And Impact was Harry Balk. And there is a Motown connection there, but not a direct purchase of Impact. And I think those are the labels and those were the players, and that's the deal. So we have 20 seconds. Use them widely. We've got Sam and Gurney. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Going to vote for me?
Yeah. Hey, Raleigh. I just wanted to weigh in with Elvis, It's Midnight and I Love You, as a guilty pleasure.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you, Raleigh.
All right, and thank you for ending the show. Apologies to Chris in South Carolina. Unfortunately, apologies that we will not be able to be on tomorrow night or Christmas night. I would, but WGN is preempting it for a special with Dusty Rhodes, and that probably is worth it. Now, Thursday night I'll be back, but there is a preemption for the first 2 hours, so I'll be on at midnight Thursday night. And again, I sincerely apologize. I was going to do it on the stream, but I think that far too many of you couldn't easily access the stream. So So know that I'm with you in spirit, and the Raleigh James I Hate the Holiday Clubs continues, and we'll reconvene for an hour at least on the 26th, and then full shows next week. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. It makes the show a pleasure to do. Talk to you Thursday night. Have a wonderful Christmas. Yes, uneventful and wonderful. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.